Blog Talk Radio.
Self-respect, intellect, increasing our knowledge to keep ourselves in check.
Positivity is all we need. Together we will succeed.
Challenging to find that love that you're seeking in the club. So if you have any questions on this or comments, 347-850-1228. So that's the topic tonight, Drunk in Love. And once again, this is Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Boyland Productions, and of course, I'm your host, Mr. Rod Stevie. So looking forward to having a really fun show tonight. And before we get into the topic, let's get into the song, Where Is Your Love by Toy Sugars. Once again, Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio.
I don't understand a thing about your love, boy. You don't know what you've done for me, 'cause you haven't done a thing. Boy, you make me feel like my love is no big deal. I know you've got a word, but there's nothing but through with me. Tell me how it's supposed to be, 'cause I never received an apology. I'm not saying I love you and will place no one above you. Ooh. I've tried too hard to see that your love was meant for me. Because of this I almost lost my dignity. Yeah. We never walked on this bridge, never helped each other. You never did. My eyes have made my temperature rise, so all I do is empathize.
Yeah, and that was Toy Sugars of Where Is Your Love. This is Love Talk on Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions. And that's a great song for this topic because where is the love? Is that love at the club? Is that love in the night spot that people are going to on Friday nights? You know, that's a very good question. Some people go out there searching for that love that might not really actually be there. So let's put you in the scenario. It's a Friday night. You know, you're heading out to this night spot of choice. You know, you get there, everybody's dressed well, you know, looking good, smelling good. They spent all their time preparing for this one night at the end of the week to unwind and go out, listen to some music, have a few cocktails, and just enjoy the scenery. So you get into the club, you have a couple drinks, the music is loud, the lights are low, and you're looking out, and you may find the one most attractive people that you've ever seen in your life. And so you go up, you approach, you're talking, you're dancing, you're trying to get to know a little bit about this person in a short period of time. And sometimes it may be the alcohol talking, sometimes it might be the atmosphere talking to you, but you feel you found a connection with this person in the club. But then the next morning you wake up and you're like, what in the world was I thinking? Who am I with right now, and who is in this bed with me early this morning? You know, there's that hangover, that backlash that comes that next morning after you're in the club. And what felt so good, what felt proper that night when you're in that club in that night spot, the next day may not have that same vibe. So some people feel they have to try to work it out when they meet this person in the club because they feel, okay, I've done this, and I don't want to feel like I'm just lost and just have this one-nighter with this person. So you want to try to make things work, especially, you know, if there was something that happened the night before, you want to try to maybe connect with this person. Maybe this person might have the mutual attractiveness or the personality traits that you were looking for beyond that physical aspect that you saw on that original night in the club. Not just the Tinder, did it really work out? Or was it just the alcohol talking? Was it just the music blasting, the lighting, the setting? Sometimes people change their emotions and get caught up in the setting, in the atmosphere, than actually trying to find out about that person and trying to find out if this person is right for you. So can you find that love in the club is the key question here. 347-850-1228. Let me know what you think about this topic. And as always, we're brought to you by Tranquil Minds by Rod, Massage and Wellness. And we have some big specials for Mother's Day for those who are looking for a special treatment, spa treatment for your mom on Mother's Day. You can go on to tqmindbyrod.great.com. You can go on to Facebook/tqmind, tweet me at rsd44, find out what the specials are going on right now. So that is Tranquil Mind by Rod, Massage and Wellness, big special for Mother's Day, Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions. So let's get back to the topic here. Drunk in love. Some people feel like they're drunk in love, that the love is overpowering them, that they're in the club and they're really feeling this person emotionally to them in that short period of time, definitely feeling them physically because that's what attracted them to you. But are you just in love with being drunk? And that's what sometimes happens when you're in the club. You know, when you get one too many drinks in your system, everybody looks a little bit better. Everybody talks a little bit better. Everybody sounds better. Plus, you have to think of the fact that people go to the club with one or two things in mind. You know, you're either going there to just enjoy the atmosphere, party and chill, or you're going out there to find that person that you want to take home later on that night. So you got to lead through the ulterior motives of the other person that you're meeting at the club because you know, you can feel that there's a connection, you can feel that there's a vibe there, but ultimately that other person might just have one other thing in mind and they're trying to take advantage of you because of the atmosphere, because of the setting. Sometimes when you are looking for that love, when you're looking for that right one, your personality, your concept of what is real and what is fantasy gets altered. You go in there and you say, okay, this person really vibe with me, this person really feeling me, we can really make this work. but ultimately is not the real deal. It's not the real thing that you're looking for. But because you're trying to find love, you're trying to compensate for what you feel is right, for what you feel feels good to you. So sometimes you make the wrong decisions or make the unwise decisions, I should say, when it comes down to building a relationship, and the club just sounds like a really good place where you can find that relationship and find that vibe. Some people have had this success in finding that love in the club. I'm not saying that it's impossible to find love in the club, because some people have had success. You might be able to go there and find that right person. They'll connect you, vibe. The next day you get on the phone with this person, you have very good communication, and things can take off. Who knows how long it will last, but it is very possible that things can take off and feel real good and be real proper to you. But you got to think of, can you build a long-term commitment off of someone that you met through music, through alcohol, through some dancing on a dance floor? And some people say, okay, then where can you find that love? People say, okay, you can find it in church. People say you can find it at a bus stop. Who knows? But it's about having that right frame of mind when you meet this person. So the topic is, how do you go into a club and know that the person that you're communicating with is the right person? It's all about the approach one. You know, game is very important. People say, oh, you know, game is just a bunch of lines, it's a bunch of phrase, but it's about the approach. If a dude comes up to you, woman, and they just, you know, ask you for, you know, if they could buy you a drink, or just they, you know, if they just try to make a one-liner to you and you fall for that, then right then and there, you're trying to build a relationship based on the wrong thing. Just because the dude's buying you a drink, you feel like that, you know, that you can eventually maybe build a connection on this person after two or three more drinks that he buys for you. So that's one thing you got to look out for. Two is the approach on the dance floor. Sometimes you might have an eye connection with someone. You have the eye contact. You walk over to that person and you start dancing with that person on the floor. And you can automatically feel the vibe right then and there if this person is just someone that you might want to try to get to know a little bit later on. You know, take that time on the floor, the 2 or 3 minutes, the 2 or 3 songs that you dance with, then maybe ease to the side and maybe have a conversation with that person. Sometimes it's kind of tricky depending on the club. If the club has an outdoor setting, an outdoor patio setting, a lounge area that you can sit down and talk, maybe that's a good way to really feel the vibe of this person. See if they're just dancing with you, trying to grind up on you, trying to push up on you, and just trying to be more physical than anything else. Because if they're trying to be more physical than anything else, then don't fall into that trap of the false pretense that maybe this person is just trying to feel me out physically and then we'll try to emotionally attach later. That's not how you find that love in the club. That's just finding that club love, in that sense. You know, basically being in love with being drunk in the club. And that's where a lot of problems arise, and that's where situations happen which you don't want. Also, find out who the crew that person's with. If you're walking up to the female, get a kind of an idea, get a kind of a vibe of the females that are around them. Sometimes the company that they keep can give you an idea of who that person really is. If you see that the women that they're with are on the hunt, on the prowl, looking for someone to buy them the free drinks, looking for someone that maybe is more the flashier type and, you know, the baller type, and that they're really looking for the money, keep an eye on that, because they're going to be in that person's ear that you're looking at to try to, you know, tell them if you're the right one for them, and if she shouldn't even give you the time of day. Or if the dudes that the guy is with, on the other hand, you know, you see all those dudes on the prowl, all those dudes is trying to flock and kind of scoop out the club and just trying to divide and conquer. And a lot of times that's the way it happens in the club. So keep a look on that dude, because obviously if the friends want to divide and conquer, then they might drag the other person into a situation where he's out for that divide and conquer as well. So you got to make sure you read that person, gauge the concept of who they're with in the club. And sometimes it's good if you're looking for that emotional person, looking for that person to maybe sit at the bar a little bit and just kind of survey the area, who you're with, and just take that time before you approach that person, take that time, kind of survey the area, survey who's around them, how they're acting, how they're interacting. And that's how you can really feel if this person, okay, might be someone I can approach correctly, someone you can approach professionally, properly. Everything when it comes down to starting and building a relationship is about the approach. It's about how you represent yourself in the club. You can represent yourself properly in the club. You can represent yourself where you are saying to yourself, hey, I'm not about the club life. I'm about trying to maybe have a connection with someone that I thought the club was the right place to find that connection. You can do that and have a successful relationship come out of the club. But if you're out just having fun and you want to be part of the club life, hey, by all means, do what you do. There's nothing wrong with that if you are going in there with the intention saying that, hey, I'm not trying to look for love in the club. I'm just looking for a good time. So if you put on that right from the jump and tell that person, hey, you know, we can dance, we can chill, we can have a couple drinks and just enjoy this time right now, then do that and keep it simple. Don't try to lead someone on with false expectations thinking that love will happen in the club like that. And once again, this is Mr. Rod Stevie on Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, 347-850-1228. If you have a comment on this, can you find love in the club? You know, there's a lot of different thoughts on this, and this is something that can build and can grow in the club. You look at a lot of different scenarios and different situations that happen in the club. You know, the one night is the passer off, the trade-off, things like that do happen from the club, and people have a bad connotation when it comes down to the club. People automatically have this wall that they build up when they go to the club, feeling that the guys are just looking for a jump off, women are just looking for free drinks and free amenities while they're in the club. So if you go in there with that misconception, with that misappropriation of who's in the club, then that's what you're going to find. You're going to find those people that you're least attracted to, and that's what you'll find in the club. But if you go in there with an open mind saying, hey, I'm just going to have fun, I'm going to listen to some music, I'm going to chill, and don't go in there, you might actually find that right person. You might actually find that person in the club that has the same frame of mind that you do, and you can actually have a good time, good conversation, enjoy a good moment, and really have some sort of bond with someone in the club. So there's definitely possibilities, but it's all about your original frame of mind, and it's all about how you present yourself when you get into the club. And those are the big things. Those are the best things when it comes down to making sure you find the right one. You can find the right one anywhere, but it's all how you approach it. So that is the big thing about the club. Now, when it comes down to how you gauge, and when it comes down to the end of the night, how do you end that conversation with that person is very big. You know, now you got so much easier access when you're in the club. Social media, you got the smartphone that you can pull out, get the information that you need for that person so that way you can contact them later on. The worst thing you want to do is have that extended conversation after the club, because at that point, your sense, your frame of mind is just about done. You probably had 3, 4, 5 cocktails. You've been in there for 3 or 4 hours. The music, the atmosphere, the setting kind of hypes you up for something that might not actually be there. So at the end of the night, try to cut short the conversation and see if actually the other person is interested in wanting to get to know you better. If you continue talking, then basically you can talk yourself out of someone that might be a good relationship, or you might talk yourself into something that you really didn't want at the end of the night, you know, that one night or that jump off, that side action that wasn't expected or wasn't anticipated at the end of the night. So you want to try to create a buzz, create an anticipation, so maybe that other person say, you know what, I really want to talk to this person. This person didn't want to have a hidden agenda, didn't have something that they were seeking for. So if you do that, then that builds that anticipation where I really want to call this person and say, let's meet up in a different setting so we can actually talk. So that's a very big factor when you're trying to find that love in the club. How the conversation ends and where you end that conversation. If you end that conversation inside the club, then it's kind of a moot point because you're still in that atmosphere, you're still with the loud music, with everything going on around you, so you really don't have a good gauge. Take it outside, take it to that private place, cut the conversation short towards the end of your night, and see where that person's head is. You know, it's best to try to find that really side location. And also, if you are on the dance floor and you're trying to have that conversation, which rarely happens because it's all about the music, it's all about the vibe, but don't try to spark that conversation on the dance floor because it's just a waste of time. And sometimes you might say or do something that might just throw off a whole flow, a whole vibe. So keep it simple, keep it courteous, keep it respectful and attractive when you're on that dance floor. And just feel the person's vibe with everybody around them. So that way you're really, really gauging if you are feeling this person, if that attraction is there, good enough where you can build off it the next day. So when it comes down to that person you meet in the club, when do you contact that person in the club? If it's Friday night, don't contact them on, say, right away that Saturday morning. You know, give them a chance, give things just a time to soak in, because, you know, it may not have been the right vibe, may not have been the right feel. Give it a couple of days, maybe try to set up something later on that following week, so that way thing that was fresh from the atmosphere, that was fresh from that scene, you know, the music, the alcohol, everything wears off, so that way you can really logically make the right choice in contacting that person for another get-together. It doesn't have to be the club scene. It can be something that's when you start the presentation of that first date. Because if you call immediately that Saturday, everything's still fresh, but everything is still in that atmosphere, in that setting. So what that does, that distorts the perception of what really happened. Sometimes when you're in a club, everything may feel really good, but that Saturday morning, after everything wears off, you're like, yeah, you know, that person was okay. That person wasn't really the one I was looking for. So that's why you never call immediately that Saturday with that person you met in the club. It may work, but times did not. The vibe might not have been there. So you want to take your time, pace yourself, and really try to get a good sense of what was going on. And if you do that, then possibly the person that you were talking to might anticipate, okay, you know, maybe this person is really respecting me, was really out to respect me, respect how I feel, and really want to get to know me and not just going off a vibe saying, hey, we were kicking it last night, so maybe if I call now, we can get together and do what we want to do. So that's why as a man, don't rush calling that next day when it comes down to the club. And this is Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, Toyland Entertainment. And once again, we still have a few more minutes left, 347-850-1228. And once again, I want each and every one of you that's been listening every Friday, that's been podcasting it, that's sharing the links, and really supporting what we're doing here with Toyland Productions, Toyland Entertainment. Doug Love, he says a big shout-out. He's actually on assignment right now, so he's doing a lot of things. So look out for him. You can check out his Twitter, D.O. Fresh, find out his insights on tonight's topic and all the topics that we had he has really good stories, really good insight, really good advice when it comes down to love. So at D.O. Fresh, and hit up his Twitter handle, and you'll see him on Facebook as well. And also, my TV show coming up this Sunday, we have Dr. Weldon McWilliams returning back on the show. He's going to give us an update on what he's been doing in regards to social injustice in Rockland County, New York. So we're going to find out what's going on with that and really find out how we can be a part of that action in our communities as well. So once again, everybody that's been listening to the shows, and it's really really been big things. And thank you for coming back to the 11 o'clock time slot. We may go back to the earlier time slot a little later on, maybe prior to the summertime. But, you know, it worked really well for us, so we want to see how you like maybe if we go back to that earlier time slot. But thank you once again for supporting everything that we're doing here on Blog Talk Radio, Toilet Productions, Toilet Entertainment. This is Love Talk, and keep sending your emails. Case at X, you can inbox me at or email me at teachyourmindbyrod@gmail.com. Leave me an RSD44. Let me know your case of the X. Really, that's a way to kind of get advice without going on the air. It's anonymous, so we don't use your name. So that's a way to be very comfortable, be very candid, and really explore some of the topics that you want to hear. If there's a topic that you want to hear as well, also email me, tweet me, let me know, and we'll work as hard as we can to get that on the air. So once again, definitely good options to really be interactive with the Love Talk Show. And once again, each and every week, we come here, we want to try to give things to help build up the relationships and tell you what the lies are, tell you who the liars are, and reveal some of the secrets when it comes down to relationships. So final thoughts on tonight's show, for a lot of those who are going to the club right now, who are on their way to the club, coming back from the club, or going out tomorrow. Three key things when it comes down to looking for relationships in the club, trying to find that drunken love relationship. One, don't go in there looking for something that might not actually be there. Go there with an open mind, just open frame of mind, having fun, and making sure that you're not building up that wall of the perception of people that are in the club. Two, gauge everybody that's around the person that you're looking at. You know, gauge their friends, gauge the atmosphere, the scenery at that particular setting, so that way you're making sure that you're making that right connection. Three, have the conversations in a quiet spot, outside the dance floor, going out to a patio spot. And also, four, the last and most important thing to me, do not call the next day, so that way you can really get a good vibe of what's going on. Guarantee you, if you do these things here, that you will have a better idea, a better concept of who you were with that night. So, as always, thank you for listening to the show. This is Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Toilet Productions, Toilet Entertainment, and until next time, we'll talk.